Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Hadass Kuznets with Colleen Kriebel of Kriebel's Custom Bakery at 3140 West Ridge Pike in Eagleville, Pennsylvania. And Colleen is a participant in the annual Let Them Eat Cake competition. This year it's taking place on Sunday, February 24th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Lowe's Hotel in the Millennium Ballroom. So, Colleen, you've been a part of this now for 4 years or so?
Yes, this will be my fourth year competing.
So how has it evolved over the past 4 years that you've been a participant?
I would say the evolution of it is that people get more and more competitive every year. You notice the talent as soon as you walk in the room, your jaw will drop to the floor. It's amazing. And once I've been there year after year after year, I see that people just raise the bar every single year. You thought they were creative last year. Next year, you better bring your A game because it's going to get even harder.
The cake will be a rocket ship that actually takes people to the moon.
Exactly.
So this year, there's a theme every year. This year, it's what?
This year, it's Under the Sea.
Okay, so which means whatever you want to do with it.
Really, there's really not much limitation to what we're allowed to do. So it's whatever the baker wants to do as far as creativity. And if it's an animal, like an octopus or something, or a treasure chest or a shipwreck, you're going to see it all. Like, there's going to be so much this year.
I bet you're probably like imagining, oh my gosh, what am I going to see? There's like moving cakes and
yes.
and video cakes. And
there's all kinds of good stuff there. Last year, one of the big winners, her cake was dangling from this thing. It was really great.
The creativity.
Yes.
So explain the competition. How many competitors are there and how does it work?
There's five different categories that you can win in. There's about 30 different teams. So you go in there, you're going to be able to taste at least 30 different types of cake from each different team. I believe that about 10 of them are going to be college student type participants. So the colleges come in and they compete. They have their own category and one of the best colleges will win. Then of the professional category, you're left with about 20 different competitors and they divvy up the best in show, best use of theme, best creativity, all kinds of stuff.
And taste is just as important as creativity.
Yes. For sure.
So I understand that it first started for brides. This was an event that brides used to come to.
Yes, and it still kind of is. They call it a bridal show, but they don't look like wedding cakes.
And everybody can come even if you're not getting married.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, because it's a charity event. So people are there just for the good cause and being able to, you know, raise money for Variety Philadelphia.
So this is for Variety, the children's charity.
Yes.
Explain how it works. How much does it cost?
So it's $40 in advance, I believe $50 at the door. There's VIP tickets available. You can call Harry Giordano at the Variety Club if you need tickets.
How many slices can you get?
So it's as many competitors that are there. So they give you this box. When you walk in, you sign in, they give you a box. And then you just start walking around, collecting your samples. You can eat on the spot or take it home with you. Bring the insulin pen. It's crazy.
30 competitors, 30 slices. 30 that's samples. A lot of,
well, they do little, I mean, for the most part, a lot of the competitors are doing portion cups or very small bites like of pastries and everything. But it's going to be a lot of sugar. And going back to the bridal show thing, there's going to be vendors there like photographers, bridal gowns, all different kinds of vendors that you would use in a wedding. On top of that, your biggest vendors would be your wedding cake vendors. So that's kind of where that's geared towards.
One-stop shopping there.
Yeah, exactly.
You were saying this is the season for tastings, isn't it?
Yes, I call this tasting season. At my bakery, what you do is you can call and you can set up a design and tasting consultation. And so this time of year, we're booked every hour on the hour, every weekend, trying to get the brides ready for the upcoming season. They're just June, July, all the weddings that are coming up this year, even next year, people plan well in advance.
Wow. So just like, you know, there are trends in wedding dresses and whatever, what are the hot new trends in cake this year?
Wow. 2019 is bringing a little bit of change, a little bit away from the naked cake of last year. This year, it's more textured buttercreams. You're going to see them a lot. I call it grandma icing because my grandma used to ice her cake like that with like a knife and sort of sloppy, messy, but neat at the same time. So you'll see the grandma iced cakes. Here's to you, grandma. There's different shapes and heights you're seeing a lot. So the geometrics, and gone are the days of every tier has to be exactly 4 inches tall. It's like, oh, I want this one 7 inches tall. And then the next one 2 inches tall. and so on and so forth. So people are just getting really creative. A lot of times people aren't even buying wedding cakes anymore. They're getting like individual cakes for the table or like just for their head table and then doing cupcakes.
For a wedding?
For a wedding. Mm-hmm.
Wow. What about the fondant? Fondant is what I thought was like the standard for wedding cakes.
Yeah, I think that it's coming and go. In my opinion, it's had its moment because people either love or hate fondant. And so at my bakery, you get the option of both. I can either do fondant or do it without fondant. And so a number of the techniques that you see on cakes that are finished in fondant, I can do the same kind of technique in a buttercream. And people are opting for that because buttercream tastes a lot better.
Oh.
Yeah.
What do you mean? So like fondant is that smooth, like looks like Play-Doh type of
yeah,
look.
Yeah, it's like sugar dough, essentially. So just as you would roll out a pie dough, you would roll it out as wide as you need it to be, drape it over a cake. And so what I would do is I bake up a cake, I slice it in thirds and fill it with homemade Italian buttercream. Then I ice it in buttercream. So it's a buttercream cake before it ever becomes a fondant cake. Then I drop a thin layer of fondant on the outside of it. So, you know, your guests can choose to either eat it or not. It's more for decoration these days.
Or you ice it with buttercream.
Right. And just leave the fondant off altogether.
But it's a different look.
It is a different look. It's more rustic, and which is one of the trends that I think is very popular, the buttercream rustic looks.
And how are folks choosing to design? Like, what are the decoration on the cake? What's the decoration looking like?
This year, I'm seeing a lot of the boho look. You know, you've got the dream catchers and a lot of ferns and greens and succulents and feathers and all kinds of stuff like that. That seems to be pretty trendy this year with decorating.
Seems a little messy to me for a wedding cake.
Yeah. I mean, it depends on who's designing it. So if you ask me for all those things, I would definitely take into consideration the theme that you're going for. And I would make sure I laid it out properly.
Got it. And you talk about ferns on a wedding cake.
Ferns. I know. Because it used to be just eucalyptus. Like that was it. If you wanted greens on your wedding cake, it was eucalyptus. But this year I'm seeing people want ferns, like more wispy, longer greens.
Wait, like they want real ferns?
Well, you would have to wrap in like floral tape. But yeah, you could get real on there, real or fake.
Because I can see people wanting real roses on their cake.
Yeah.
That's not cool anymore. You're like, now you're,
yeah.
You're not in. I'm not down with the cool kids. So. Okay. But people are also doing cupcakes for a wedding.
Yes, cupcakes are trendy. So I just recently did two different interesting wedding cakes. One was a sticky bun tower, and then the other one was a cannoli tower.
So, people will do anything. Yeah. I guess anything goes nowadays.
Right, whatever they want. They don't, you know, there's no rules.
So you, like, if you're doing, like, you said cakes, cupcakes, yes. You're individually decorating cupcakes?
Yes. And, you know, you see the towers, you know, where they put the cupcakes on and then they have a cake on top. People like to do that. And then they'll have little boxes that people can take the cupcakes home in. But I think the bigger thing this year would be the fact that they're just not doing wedding cake. Like I said, the sticky bun tower, the cannoli tower, a donut tower. I did a donut cake for a friend.
Yeah. Why is that? Why do you think that is?
It's just what they like. I mean, no rules.
So people are like, you know, I don't necessarily like cake, but I love donuts.
Yeah, or cheese. Have you seen the cheesecakes?
No.
No? Okay, so people are buying wheels of cheese and stacking them tall and calling it their wedding cake.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
And are
great.
You decorating their cheesecakes?
I'm yet to be asked to do one of those, but I would.
That's so funny.
Decorate it with, like, grapes and figs and all kinds of fruit and stuff to kind of go with it.
Some people like a good cheese plate as dessert.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for the people that aren't that into sweets.
All right, back to Under the Sea. What are you expecting this year as far as the competition goes?
So I'm expecting it to be tough. Like I was saying earlier, like I know that everybody's going to bring their A game and then 10 more A games on top of it. So I'm going to bring it this year. I need to place.
This is your year, but you're not a stranger to competition. You were in Cake Wars.
I was. I was a competitor on Cake Wars.
How did that go?
It was awesome. Oh my goodness.
What did you learn from Cake Wars that you're bringing to Let Them Eat Cake?
I would say timing, you know, because you got to plan this cake out and it's got to be perfectly timed and you have to know and be ready for everything. It's not filmed the whole preparing of the cake, but it's still, you have to do it right and you have to be spot on because those judges are looking for every little detail.
How long does it take you to make a Let Them Eat Cake cake? And how big do you make your cake for this competition?
So I've done a number of different types where, you know, I filled out the whole table one year. I did it where I just did one theme. I've done all different types of presentations. The first year I sculpted and carved cakes. So it was sculptures of Bugs Bunny and Tasmanian Devil and everything like that. That was really neat. He was even on a tornado. The second year I filled out the whole table I had three different huge cake elements on the table. So I focused on a lot of different angles of cakes that I could do or skills that I had. There was even smoke coming out of my cake the one year. The next year I focused, I did one big lion. So that was for the jungle theme. So I kind of focused, streamlined the focus to be the lion more so than everything. And then this year, I don't know, I have a surprise.
You don't want to give the secrets away.
Yeah.
What's the most difficult part of competing in this event?
I'm going to say just preparation, just being ready for it.
How long does it take to prepare?
Yeah, so you were asking how long it takes to prepare for something like this. Finding time in my schedule, being a custom cake bakery owner, I have to do this on my off time. So, you know, maybe I'll stay up all night long on Friday and Saturday night before the competition and then go into the competition off of no sleep. But that would be like the only time that I had to do it.
So, wow.
You know, you might find me at the competition and be like, Colleen, how long have you been up? And I'll be like, 3 days.
Oh, my gosh. All for charity.
Yeah.
For the children.
For the kids.
And tell me about the people that come. Like, they are into it.
Yes. I feel like we're surrounded with a lot of foodies. People that come to an event like that, they know food and they know good food. So they're there for two reasons, of course, to support the charity. And it's also you get to eat really good food, cake. Because I think if you're not making good cake, you're not going to be in the competition.
Right.
You're just not.
It's got to taste good.
It's got to taste good.
So if you're talking to brides, like, how do you spot a good cake? What are some characteristics you want to look for?
I would say that the balance of the flavors needs to be right. I would say that it can't be overly sweet. That is a key thing in people's eyes these days. So many people are so used to grocery store cakes that are saturated with boxed sugar and. So nowadays, you're looking for a lighter, fluffier texture in the buttercream and the cake. You're looking for a balance. It's going to be too sweet, you know, stuff like that. With my brides, what I offer is two different flavors of cake. So if they get one tier vanilla, they could get the next tier chocolate and so on and so forth. But then they get to switch it up by throwing buttercream flavors inside of the cake as well. Maybe you get a chocolate cake with a raspberry buttercream filling on the one tier. That's the one you cut into, but then the groom wants vanilla, so you get vanilla for that next year. So you get to switch it up a little bit.
And so, like, so wedding, like a typical large wedding, maybe 200 people, how many tiers are you doing for that?
I have a cheat sheet that I follow that I wrote up a long time ago, but it's definitely a six tier.
That's a six tier
cake. For the 200,
cake.
Yeah, for Moss. Our cakes standard are 3.5 to 4 inches tall. And so I know that once we get into a certain size, that's going to feed X amount of people. And then I have to stack it properly. So I definitely follow my own guidelines there.
How do you stack a cake?
It's magic.
Seriously. Because don't you think it'll like fall in the middle? Like, what do you do?
So it's a dowel support system. And you have to know exactly how to cut dowels and how to use the boards to support dowels. So it goes dowels, board, so on. And then there's a dowel all the way through it.
Otherwise, it's going to sink in the middle. And then you can slide it off and cut each tier.
Yes. I mean, you could even start from the top tier, remove the cardboard, remove the dowels, go to the next tier, remove cardboard, remove dowels, and so on and so forth.
You can cut right on the cake?
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to sink in the middle?
On my cakes, I don't know how anybody else does it.
I don't know how anybody does it because they are magic. They look gorgeous. And I've heard the secret that some people do.
What's that?
The fake cakes.
Oh, yes.
They'll like do a real cake in the back, but then make a giant cardboard cake. Yeah, that's just covered.
I'm not really into that trend personally because it costs me just as much money to make you a fake cake as it does for me to make the cake.
Does it really?
Yes, it does. Because you have to buy the styrofoam and this and that, and it's just gross.
And then you're not doing anything. You're just going to throw it away.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I just want you to eat our cake. That's all.
That's really interesting. All right. What are you most looking forward to with Let the Meat Cake competition this year?
I want to see everybody's cakes. You know, that's always my favorite thing. I go around and take a picture of everybody's cakes. It's like my own personal thing that I like to do. I'm completely inspired by the cakes. I'm also completely inspired by the kiddos that are there. You know, they come in and there's girls, they're doing ballerinas displays for us. They're dancing. They've worked so hard. And, you know, they're definitely entertaining us along with the live music that they have. And I actually do a lot of work with the Variety Club. I bring some of their kiddos into my shop and I mentor them and I do the Variety Works program right now with them. So I'm hoping to see some of my kiddos that I've trained or mentored over the past couple of years. Yeah.
That's a thing. That's another trend, right? Classes?
Classes, yes, yes. I've been teaching at my bakery now for like 4 years. And I recently just expanded my bakery to have a cafe as well. and also a classroom that you can rent for Caking with a Twist or birthday parties or team building or stuff like that. And then you come in and I teach you how to make cake, or I teach you how to decorate. That's what my big thing there is.
Do you notice that people are interested in this, like, as presents?
Oh, yes.
Is this a trend?
It's a very big trend right now where you buy somebody an experience rather than an item. So you get to come to my bakery, purchase a class, give it to one of the kids, tell them that the chef that's going to teach you was a contestant on Cake Wars. The kids go nuts over that. Then they watch the episode. Then they come into my store and they're like, oh my gosh, I saw you on TV. So it's really cute.
It's the whole thing.
It is. It's a whole thing. And, you know, My original passion after I left culinary school was to be a chef instructor someday. Cakes took over my life. And, you know, when I opened my own business, I was like, you know, I can do whatever I want here. So I'm going to teach right here in my shop. And so that's what I started doing. And I've taught hundreds on hundreds on hundreds of people. It's awesome.
And more people want that experience.
For sure. Yeah. I also do like the tech school, the Votech schools around me. They send their kids in and they'll do internships with me. I do college internships with the CIA and the Walnut Hill, the restaurant school. I don't know what they changed it to.
All right. So Let Them Eat Cake takes place on Sunday, February 24th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Lowe's Hotel. If people want tickets, where can they go to?
You can go to varietyphila.org to purchase tickets for the Let Them Eat Cake competition.
All right. Colleen Kriebel. She's the owner of Kriebel's Custom Bakery at 3140 West Ridge Pike in Eagleville, Pennsylvania. She's also a contestant this year again at the annual Let Them Eat Cake Variety Children's Charity Competition at the Lowe's Hotel. February 24th. Thank you so much, Colleen.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
And good luck this year.
Thank you.
Don't stay up all night. My goodness.
I might.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.